It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. You can be part of the show, 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, it's Joe and McKenzie. What are you two giggling about over there?
Okay, so we were talking about sending nudes, which I have never done because I feel like it always comes back to bite you. But our little pork chop apparently does it all the time.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say all the time, but I might have done it recently and it kind of backfired.
Like every other day, he means. Okay, so what happened, Chops?
So I'm talking to someone that has the same name as one of my really good friends.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a mutual friend of Porkchop,
yeah,
and I.
Who Mackenzie knows. And so, just real quick, whatever, I sent my nude, my face was covered.
His face was covered, which is apparently the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, you know, just to be safe, because I don't want
that leaked. By the way, not to go off the deep end, what were you covering your face with? Your hand? Did you do, like,
no,
a smiling
it was,
emoji?
It was a cutoff. Like, it was the picture was
like
from my neck
angle
to my feet.
Was just neck to feet.
The Headless Horseman style. Okay.
Yes. So, I just real quick in my phone, you know, picture, send. And then I sent, no, literally like 10 times. So the picture cleared away. And I was like, don't look at that. It's my nude and I am so sorry.
So we have a surprise for you.
What?
The one you did send the nude to is on the
phone. The friend.
What was your first reaction when you got this from Porkchop?
I'm sitting here at work, minding my own business. And you took a random moment away from my phone, and I go back to my phone, and I'm like, 11 text messages. What could have happened in the last 5 minutes? Like, you know, I thought something bad happened. So I look, and I see, no. Should I call you? Oh, my God. And then I made the mistake of scrolling up and saw a guy that I have known for just about 10 years now, completely naked on my phone.
Surprise!
And being that I was at work and doing stuff, I had to play it off like, hey, what's okay? Oh, no, you're all good. It's okay. So it literally took me a day to digest what happened. I put it on the back burner. I wanted to, like, ignore it that I have now seen my friend naked, which is so awkward. And just the other day, I was sitting at work, and I showed one of my coworkers the text message and Porkchop naked.
Porkchop's chops.
And then I texted it to my wife, who is also a friend of Porkchop for 9 years or so.
And a professional photographer, mind you.
And she said the angle was good.
Oh, thank you.
The lighting,
look at that lighting.
Spot
That's
on.
Really, really shows it off.
And then she said, why? Why couldn't you have just told me this? Why did you have to send it to me? I don't need to know what Porkchop looks like naked.
Stop sending around my nudes.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
A good example to everyone that once you send it once, it goes viral to everybody.
No. Can I just get someone to admit that I'm blessed? Am I blessed?
Well, anyway, so plot twist, I then told my coworker and my wife the story behind it, and both of them said the same thing, Porkchop.
Which was?
Do you think he was testing you to see if you're interested in him?
Oh my God. I never thought about that.
Not at all. Chops. This is my friend. He's been married for years. He knows my type. And, like, dude, you know you're not my... younger guys.
Do we know he's not your type?
Yes.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm not his type.
I don't care. My nude can go viral.
I mean, everyone in my chain of family and friends has seen you naked now.
I think it's time to be honest. You've seen the photo. You know Porkchop. Would you consider leaving your wife now?
No, man. I mean,
what?
I think if I was going to do that, it would definitely be, you know, for
like
a tan, maybe like a Bill tan.
Like Kate Upton type.
Maybe a little better endowed, should we say?
Hey!
I'm just kidding.
It was kind of looked like a marshmallow.
And what the heck? you're really going to make me release this now.
That's awesome. We apologize on behalf of Porkchop.
More like 10 marshmallows.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, mini marshmallows. There we go. All right, well, Porkchop, did you learn anything?
Yeah, I honestly, I am so sorry, and I'm glad I don't work with you anymore, so you can't report that to HR.
But 833-563-2539. Did you ever accidentally, and I'm doing air quotes because I think Porkchop did this on purpose, but did you ever accidentally send something you didn't want, like a nude photo? I'd love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. Tomorrow at this time, by the way, we will be doing group therapy. He woke up naked in his girlfriend's mom's bed to her serving him breakfast, and he does not remember what happened.
In his girlfriend's mom's bed.
Yes, this is insane, slash makes me jealous because I want to know what happens, but group therapy, we'll be doing that tomorrow here on Joe and McKenzie.
What did he have for breakfast?
We are taking your calls at 833-563-2539. Did you accidentally send or maybe get a nude photo or just something you should not have seen? Porkchop, which I still think he did it on purpose. How do you accidentally send a dude a nude? Hold on a second.
Well, he sent it. He wanted, his intention was to send a dude a nude.
He's got the same name as one of my best friends, a guy I'm talking to.
So he accidentally sent the wrong dude a nude.
Like, hopefully I never talk to a guy named Joe.
Wow.
Yeah, change my name to something else so that you know
I
who
saw
you're talking
chops.
To.
Liv and I both saw pork chops. Intern Chloe, did you see it?
No.
Hell no.
Thank God.
I don't think that's probably against the rules.
I think you saying his ding dong's also against the rules. Intern Chloe, apparently, by the way, we will get to your calls, 833-563-2539. You also have had a nude gate debacle. What happened?
Chloe money!
Yeah, one time I accidentally sent a nude to my sister on Snapchat. Like, my face wasn't in it, and it wasn't like my entire body, but it was still a nude, so...
What? Oh, did you? Is, when you send a nude, any words or just the nude? Like,
just
any little
nude.
Cheeky message? Okay,
no.
Just the nude. So you're like, hey, sis, disregard that message.
All but right. It's fine now, so.
Let's go to Brittany this morning. Brittany, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. So did you accidentally send a nude?
I did send a nude, and I'm shameful for it.
What happened?
So me and my baby daddy are not together, and we really hate each other, unfortunately. But we do have a kid. And I don't save his number, and I was talking to random people because trying to get a hookup, you know, is cuffing in.
Uh-huh.
And I don't save my baby daddy's number, and I didn't save the other person's number. And I sent a nude of my breast because I have small breasts, and I compared it to a cookie, and he called me a hoe and all kind of other stuff because I was sending nude pics.
Let's back up. But what kind of cookie?
I think I was describing it to like a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, you probably want that instead of like, oh, that's an oatmeal raisin. Like, nah, I'm good.
I love you. Yeah. You own it though, girl. You own it.
Oh, this is my no-bake cookie. There you go. Hey,
my no-bake.
Brittany, you can send us news anytime. We appreciate you.
Or send cookies. We like both.
Yes. And I always thought something else was the cookie. But okay, we learned a lot here. Let's go to, is this Anon?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on with you? Did you send a nude or did you get one? What happened?
I got one from one of my clients. She sent the video of holding the phone like behind her, but you could see her face, and she was like gyrating in bed with her panties on.
Oh my
gosh.
And
she sent it to her baby daddy. Like, and as soon as she sent it, she called me and she was like, delete it. I was like, delete what? And she was like, I just accidentally sent you a video. And I was like, okay, don't worry. I didn't look at it. I'll delete it. And as soon as I hung up the phone, I looked at it. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow. At least her hair looked good, though, right?
That's hilarious. I would have to look. Like, if someone sent me one accidentally, and they're like, don't look, delete it. Obviously, I'm going to look.
And
wouldn't
you? That is my biggest fear. That is my biggest fear.
You sent nudes?
Well, just in general, sending something. Like, let's say I had, like, I don't know, like my work information, like a contract or something. I'm like, I need to email or send it to this person. I'm like, oh, crap, I sent it to McKenzie instead of Mom.
Reply all.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst, too. All right. I love this. Let's keep it going. Devin, hey, thank you for calling in to Joe and McKenzie. What happened with the nude?
I don't want to go into too much detail, but it was from my mom, and let's just say it was supposed to go to my stepdad, so that was pretty disturbing.
Whoa!
When I received that.
Oh, no.
You're like, oh, my eyes!
So was it a photo or a video?
Are you traumatized?
It was a photo and a description of what they were going to be doing later that night. So.
Hey, I mean, at least they're keeping the fire going, but I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, parents and pictures, I'm good on that.
Bless your heart.
You're like, after that, I went back to a flip phone because I couldn't handle my life anymore. And we'll wrap things up this morning with Harley. Hey, what's your story?
So a few years ago, the guy I was seeing, I was mad at him because he wanted to hang out with his friends and stuff on the phone at me, like you said. So I got on Snapchat and like took a nude, and I was going to put, you would be having this night, but instead you're with your friends. And instead of sending it to him, I posted it on my story. And my Aunt Kyle was always the first one to view my story, like always. And she put that when she was like, WTF with a bunch of question marks, and I was just so embarrassed.
On your story?
All the time about it.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's... Only, like, six people have seen it, but I was so, like, thankfully she was always the one to see it, and she messaged me, like, immediately. Otherwise, that could have been really bad.
You have to be careful, because a lot of times people do that, and they don't realize there's, like, a reflection, or if they're taking a picture
the mirror,
of something,
yes.
And they're nude, and they don't realize that you can see back.
I had a girl, and this sounds terrible, but I'll admit it, because I'm an honest person. I had a girl that I knew, and she put on Facebook, she's like, somebody, help me! How do I delete a photo off my Snapchat story? Because she was trying to send her boyfriend a nude on Snapchat.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, I'm not friends with her. Snapchat, what's her Snapchat? And I couldn't find it, but she got it off eventually.
Yeah, I had a friend that was actually flipping pancakes with a girl, and mid doing it, took a Snapchat picture and was trying to send it to his guy friends. And
while this is happening?
Yes. So, like, you
Who can multitask
see,
like that?
You can see her chest and his area. And so he accidentally put it on his Snapchat story.
Oh my.
He's drunk. His phone dies. He passes out. He wakes up the next morning, finally plugs his phone in, and like 200 people have seen it.
Jeez.
That is terrible.
Faith, thank you for calling in here to Joe and McKenzie. What's your nude story?
So it was back when my sister and I didn't have cell phones. We used our mom's cell phone to text our friends. And she goes up to me one day and goes, look at this. And it's a picture of my mom's cookie, and it was not sent to our stepdad.
Who did she send it to?
I think it was one of her coworkers that we have not heard of.
Did you confront her?
We already knew she did this a bunch of behind his back.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Like, if you're going to send your cookie to anybody, send it to your boss. I mean, get that promotion.
You're
do you
so
think it
crazy.
Would help with our boss if I sent a nude? I mean, I'm going to do anything to help our
I'm
show
gonna
out.
I'm going to go big N-O.
All right.
But you can try it.
All right. Hey, boss person, if you're listening, get ready for a nude coming your way. Make sure you accept all my texts.
Sure, he's pumped.
Faith, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and McKenzie. You know what we're pumped about? That none of us here, I'm talking Liv, Pork Chop, and myself, Joe, have to face the box of shame today because...
Wait a second, why am I not in this group?
Well, yesterday, intern Chloe rolled the dice to represent for you, and it didn't go so well. You ended up losing. She rolled... I'll explain it, but pretty much coming up next, you're going to have to pick a punishment out of the box of shame.
I don't think I am, because I didn't roll the dice, so I do know box of shame. I was not here yesterday.
Okay, you're going to have to, but
no.
we'll hear you out, though,
this
before
how this goes.
Before your execution. What, do people really think McKenzie shouldn't face the box
I
of
wasn't
shame?
I was here!
Yeah, but intern Chloe did it for her.
I didn't say that was okay. I wasn't like, Chloe, money, you got me.
That's the rule. 833-563-2539. Will you be the jurors here and help us decide the fate of McKenzie? I mean, she's going to do it either way, but I mean...
Nope.